Jerry and Joan thought they had troubles enough when they were forced to go with a Euclidean submarine to capture Johnson's boat and bring it to the Magic Island. However, even the Euclidean submarines do not act like other submarines, and we find this strange boat standing still at the spot where they were to meet Johnson's boat, standing on end, straight up and down in the water, 100 feet of cigar-shaped boat with its nose out of the water. Jerry and Joan are huddled in the tiny forward control section, with the woman commander and the Euclidean engineer, as Johnson's boat bears down on them.
Golly whiskers, Joan. Here comes Johnson's boat, all right.
Yes, Jerry. The position of the meeting was calculated quite accurately.
There must be some irregularity in the speed of that boat. It will arrive at this point nearly a minute behind the planned schedule.
That's too bad, isn't it?
Oh, please, say no more, Jerry. The commander is angry.
Okay, Joan. Boy, look at that boat come.
What do the indicators make his speed, SE1?
Exactly 35 knots per hour. Decimal 583 knots per minute.
Excellent. His distance?
1,000 yards.
1,000 yards, approximately half a knot. He should lay to here within the next 65 seconds.
That verifies my reading exactly.
Very well. You may go below. Stand by to stabilize as we board. I want this microphone directly connected to the amplifying speaker.
Very good. We'll stand by to stabilize.
Are you ready, SE1?
Ready. Stabilizer is gyrating. Amplifier is ready.
To the Johnson Cruiser, cut your engines. Stand by. Submarine off your starboard prow. Lay to. We will board you.
Hey, he's not going to stop.
No, the boat is passing us.
Johnson's boat, lay to. Stop those engines.
I didn't see a soul on board but the man at the wheel.
This will mean terrible trouble, Jerry.
SE1, look sharp.
Ready, Commander.
Boat ran past without slackening speed. Throw controls this microphone into radio start generators.
Guess there's going to be trouble, all right.
I cannot understand your Mr. Johnson, Jerry. If he knew that danger threatened
him... He is about to learn. There is a possibility his mediocre instruments missed the calculation. That might save his life. Silence. To J-12C, Commander S-1 aboard Euclidean submarine, to J-12C, will give you 30 seconds to lay to and come about. S-1 to J-12C, lay to and come about. Acknowledge that, J-12C.
Gee, he doesn't answer. I'll bet he's going to run for it.
But that would do him no good, Jerry. He will only be caught.
SE-1... Prepare to submerge.
Prepare to submerge.
Hall and Cleostra, remain in this compartment. SE1, close the port.
Close port.
Submerge, course due south, full speed ahead, 2 fathoms.
Submerge, 2 fathoms, full speed ahead, 2 south.
I will now return to the central control section with the engineer. You two remain here. All you say will be heard plainly.
We will do nothing, Commander.
Yeah, not much of that.
It is well. When the time comes for action, one movement on your part and you will not see the capture.
Boy, I'm afraid we're going to have to watch Johnson get some rough treatment now.
There are many terrible things the Commander might do to Johnson's boat.
That boat's got a couple of minutes head start, and he can make 55 knots if he has to. This tub can't do that.
But this boat will not have to catch Johnson's boat. We will merely have to get directly astern of him. The axis of this boat directly on his true course. And then those awful submarine rays will be sent from the nose of this ship.
Hey,
and...
when those rays start to happen, let's get away from here. We're right in the nose of this thing.
Oh, but not now, Jerry. This was the nose coming out. It will be the stern on the return trip.
Oh, that helps a little. Whoa there. Boy, this boat is slipping down awful fast. Oh, boy. That's just like riding on a roller coaster.
We will soon be on an even keel, Jerry. This boat can submerge and right itself in 1 minute.
It's all too fast for me. Now we're straightening out all right. And we're so near the surface, you can see the daylight coming down through the water.
Silence in the stern section. SE1.
Yes, Commander.
Prepare the bow submarine ray. Directional magnets.
Bow submarine ray, directional magnet.
Oh, Jerry, the commander is going to use the submarine ray on Johnson's boat.
Not if I know anything about it, she won't.
Well, but what can you do, Jerry?
I can do plenty. I'll... Oh! Hey! That magnetism thing got me. I can't move my hands and feet.
It is affecting me also, Jerry. Oh, it makes my arms ache.
Gosh, she's sure pouring it to us. Feels like one of those machines you take hold of and then can't let go.
Now that you are convinced of my ability to hold you out of my way, are you going to make it necessary to apply the magnetic tape to your tongue?
Gosh, she wouldn't really do that, would she?
Yes, Jerry. The paint applied to the tongue would make it impossible for us to talk.
I'd rather quit talking because I thought of it myself. Okay, Commander, I'm shut.
It is well. Ready, SE-1.
Magnetic directional rangefinders directly on stern of escaping yacht.
Range?
5,500 yards.
Drift?
Negligible.
Excellent. Prepare charge.
Strength of charge.
Maximum. That boat would be worthless unless taken intact. To cripple it might damage valuable instruments aboard. It must be totally destroyed.
Right. Maximum charge.
Gee, Joan, she's going to destroy that boat.
Oh, it is terrible, Jerry.
Silence. Are you ready, SE-1?
Ready.
Wait for the 2,000-yard range. You will fire as your graph shows the other boat is 5,985 yards. The ray will absorb loss from moisture to compensate for the 15 yards.
Ready. 5,900 yards. 5,910. 5,920.
When he gets to 5,985, he'll shoot.
Oh, quiet, Jerry. We can do nothing. 5,940.
5,950.
5,960. 5,970. You will hold your fire until orders from me.
Stop, SE-1.
Right.
Orders from G-47. Do not fire at this time. Continue course following boat. Full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead.
Oh, boy, John. That's good luck. I feel better.
It is wonderful, Jerry. In another minute, Johnson's boat would have been destroyed.
Well, I'm glad you decided to do that, G-47. It wouldn't have helped any of us to sink that boat.
Oh, Tex, I'm so nervous. It was only a matter of seconds until that submarine ray would have been cutting through the water and Johnson's boat gone.
I have certain ideas I want to experiment with.
Well, I don't care what you do, now that Johnson is safe.
He is 60 miles from this island. There is ample time in which to destroy the boat. If you do not accede to my wishes...
Yes, G-47, anything you want.
Right, Pat. We'll save Johnson and that boat no matter what we have to do.
Very well. You, Captain... We'll take your position before the transmission panel. Speak to Johnson. Ask him why he did not lay to for the submarine. Upon your questions and his answers depend the lives of all on board that yacht.
Go ahead, Tex, and don't antagonize G-47.
I'll do my best. Do you want me to use the yacht call?
No, it is no longer necessary. Johnson has realized by this time that your yacht is powerless. Use my signature.
Johnson's going to have a nightmare over this. Well, here goes. J-12C, Bradford to Johnson on J-12C. Hello, J-12, hello.
I wonder if he'll be listening, Tex. He may not be near the set now.
He'll be doing nothing but listening. He'll be looking to us for an explanation as to why Jerry invited him to run into a submarine boarding party. J-12C, hello.
You will continue indefinitely, Captain Bradford.
Right. J-12C, Bradford from the Euclidean control room to Johnson on J-12C. We have observed you closely for the last half hour. Had reports from sub. You must be running a direct course to this island. Position of island as given you before. Why did you refuse to speak submarine? Hello, Johnson. Hello. Must have answer to this message.
Commander S-1 to Captain Bradford. Have message for you. Must have G-47 okay before giving to you.
You may give Captain Bradford any message.
Very good, G-47. To Captain Bradford, Johnson boat is well within range my sensitive frequency graphs in this submarine. Your wave very strong along Johnson's course, but reaching us unbroken. Apparently not being broken by Johnson's receiver. No evidence of any attempt to transmit from Johnson's boat. That is all.
Thanks, S1. May I inquire how Jerry Hall and Cleostra are?
Troublesome, but safe. Holding them in stern with magnetic safety belt. Commander S1 to Bradford.
Say, G-47, that message sounds kind of funny to me. What did she mean by saying my radio beam had not been broken at Johnson's boat?
That is obvious, I think.
You mean that she's got instruments on board that sub which will show if some receiver has cut a piece out of a beam she's receiving?
Naturally.
That may be naturally to you, but it's black magic to me. I didn't know a radio wave lost such an amount of intensity by individual reception that it could be detected on another receiver.
I'm afraid we know very little about Euclidia, Tex.
Yes, I'm sure of it. But that little one last beats me. Like the farmer who wouldn't put up two windmills because there wasn't wind enough for both of them.
He might have utilized your idle talk for the other one.
Sorry, G-47, but what can I do of any value
continue
now?
Continue trying to raise Johnson. I will give you 300 seconds in which to speak him. Then I will order the destruction of his boat.
Oh, Tex, 5 minutes. What can you do?
Just keep trying. One thing's sure. If Johnson has his receiver open, he'll hear all our conversation in this room. That ought to convince him of the necessity of answering me at once.
Keep trying, Tex. We've got to warn Johnson.
Right, dear. I'll do my best. J-12C, Johnson. Hello, J-12. Bradford on Euclidia to J-12C. Danger of your immediate destruction if you do not answer. What's the matter, Johnson? Hello, J-12C. Hello, Johnson. Bradford to J-12C. Emergency. Answer at once.
S1 to Euclidia. Stand by for relay from Johnson. I am getting him on 19 meters. We'll relay while you are changing frequency. Stand by for relay.